from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We had some guys played their butts off tonight, and we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things, about not finishing when you have an opponent in a position to put them away. But what we're doing on the sideline is feeling like the game's over. And I'm so angry about it that I got to do something about it. I'm not doing a good enough job as a coach. I got to coach them better, because it's unacceptable for us not to have found a way to win this football game. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Brian Kelly, head coach, LSU. Let's think about college football. You have a game between two good teams early. Somebody's going to lose. And LSU's not dead in the water.
No.
A lot of season left. It used to be you might be dead in the water if you lose early.
Yeah.
Now 12 teams make the playoffs.
Florida State's dead in the water. I saw they're the... special circumstance, right? Because they played two week one games, but they're the first team in AP poll history to be ranked in the top 10 and then be unranked in the second AP poll. They are they were unranked in the one that came out yesterday, but again, kind of unique because they played two games and lost them both. No Syracuse love, huh? In the rankings?
Not yet.
They play, though, don't they play Georgia Tech this week? And they're ranked. Against, they're 23rd. Yeah, Georgia Tech is ranked 23rd.
Kirk Herbstreit.
That's Syracuse on Saturday.
I saw Kirk Herbstreit's like top players, 10 players that impressed week one. Kyle McCord made the list. So did Teterola McMillan, wide receiver, Arizona.
All right.
Travis Hunter. The Travis Hunter, what position will he play?
He's smart. I was reading about that again today.
Boy, if he's smart, he play receiver. Like, end of story.
Yeah, for the money, you should play receiver.
Not just the money, you're a bigger star.
Yep.
Everything about it. Isn't playing receiver a lot more fun than playing defensive back?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it depends on your... He might want to play both sides, but the business decision, you make 33% more money, maybe more than that, playing receiver. It's much more a glamour position. Sure, you get called the diva. But
I did read another story yesterday that Deion Sanders is telling him you can do both in the NFL. So I wonder if he'll actually explore that. I saw Chris Trapasso this morning also. Very interesting situation. Trapasso, and I think a couple others are like, he's just so good at both. It's hard to pick. Just based on his talent, it feels like it's kind of even. He's one of the best corners in the 2025 class. He's one of the best receivers in the 2025 class. So if he's going to pick one or the other, I think he should pick receiver. Although, here's where if he wants to do a little of one and do full-time at the other, wouldn't you think then he would be a full-time corner? Because what's more rotational? Receiver. You might think, hey, if I want to do a little of both, I could play the full-time corner, and I could play I could do certain packages on offense. Patrick Peterson did packages on offense when he got to the NFL in his first 2 years. So I wonder if that enters the equation is, if I play receiver, I'm probably not playing any corner. If I play corner, I'm probably still going to be in the mix at wide receiver.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. The NFL, which crew is this? I just saw. We have division winners. Who's going to win the AFC East? I'm going to get names and picks for you here.
Okay.
Ready? This is the crew of NFL Game Day. Okay. Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen picks?
The Chiefs.
Dolphins. No, the AFC East.
Oh, sorry. AFC East. Dolphins?
Dolphins. Steve Mariucci.
Bills.
Dolphins. Kurt Warner.
Jets.
Jets. And then who's the fourth guy on this NFL Game Day crew?
It's not like, real. Is it Nate Burleson?
Yeah, it's, yes.
Or Nate, right. Nate Washington?
That might be right.
They're both in the media. No, Burleson's on to like Good Morning America now, I think. Nate Washington, maybe? Did you pick the Bills?
I'm looking for the pictures and the bios. I don't know everybody here on this broadcast. I watch Good Morning Football a little bit more. It's Bills. No, I'm sorry. It's Jets.
So none of them picked the Bills?
None of them.
I mean, is it... It's supposed to be a tough division, right? Is this a good division? Is this a great division?
Okay, I thought that, and then I saw... I forget who it was. I apologize. Somebody ranking like most difficult divisions to win, and they had the AFC East as fourth.
Okay. As in, it wasn't like
the,
one
the
of the
hardest
three
division to win.
Okay, it was fourth out of eight.
The number one they had was the AFC North.
Okay.
Four good teams.
I agree with that.
Number two might have been NFC West.
Okay. Four good teams and one juggernaut at the top.
Number two was NFC North.
Okay, that's three really good teams.
Good teams and the Vikings.
Vikings are favored on the road in week one.
Okay. I mean, like, they're not the Patriots.
Right, anyway, they're not the Patriots.
None of those divisions have the Patriots. And if you look at the NFC West, their worst team is Arizona, maybe.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a tough division because of the top three, but there is the fourth that's – there are not four contenders. There are three.
And, I mean, the Bills have questions, right? The Bills have a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bills have questions
– From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Jets have questions. The Dolphins, like, none of them are really... Are any of the three that solid? Like, in the NFC North, AFC North, excuse me, if Burrow's healthy, I know it's a question, but if Burrow's healthy, Bengals are going to be fine. And the Ravens are probably going to be fine. Like, you've got two mainstays where, like, those two teams are going to be great. They don't have as many questions. The AFC East, I feel like the top three, you have more doubters about all three, I would say, than those other divisions. Because I have them about the Jets and the Dolphins, and I recognize them about, like, I would pick the Bills to win the division, but I'm not on solid footing about the Bills in general. But I still feel like they'll win the division because I just don't trust the other two teams.
Yeah.
Jets are getting Super Bowl picks, by the way. I'm seeing this morning, too. And not just from Mike Greenberg, who is definitely picking the Jets to win the Super Bowl. I don't even know if he's done it yet, but I could just tell you he's probably picked the Jets to win the Super Bowl somewhere.
I saw he picked Aaron Rodgers was the player going to make a statement week one. So, yeah, he's on brand. It's, you know, it's fine.
Yep.
College games this week?
There's one big one. At least one big one. Two top 10 teams. You got Michigan and Texas. Although Michigan did not look good in their first game, I guess, even though they won.
No, not super impressive.
All right, I guess they don't have a quarterback anymore, right? That's the big thing about them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another big one?
Syracuse, Georgia Tech, you already said. Tennessee is at NC State. Those are two top 25 teams. And that's about it for ranked opponents and all that.
So today's our last day without like a big sporting event for another week.
Yeah. And then we're in the thick of it.
Yep.
The good stuff.
There's no Premier League game today?
No.
That's good. That starts at some point, though, doesn't it? When we get a Wednesday Premier League game, or is it Thursdays? There's a midweek Premier League game at some point. Not yet.
Hey, soon hockey. A month?
Yeah. You asked about Krebs earlier. Like, is that about to be the lamest holdout ever? If he's not signed, like, is he going to sit out or what? Like, I don't know who's got leverage there. I mean, it's such a minor player at this point. Is he even in the lineup game one, if he's signed?
I wonder what Lindy thinks of Krebs. Doesn't everything have to go through the what does Lindy think of this player now? Like, if Lindy thought enough of him...
But does Lindy know what he has? Does Lindy want to see them on the ice first before he makes a determination?
He would scout him and see his game and watch film and think, like, my system, how I'm going to use this. You know, what does Lindy think of Krebs? If Lindy thinks he's an important piece, don't they get it done? You can't be asking for that much. You can't be that far apart.
Does he think there's
The Sabres certainly have the room to do it.
Yeah. Should they... Is there a motivation to want to make that work? Wasn't there a motivation to make it work with Tage Thompson?
Yes.
Because he was the main piece of an O'Reilly trade?
Yes.
And Krebs was the main young player.
Yeah, but he's not the main piece. The main piece was Tuck, and that worked. So, like, wouldn't there be less exposure on that deal?
Because Tuck exists.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying.
But he was still a big part. He was a big part. He was the number one prospect on that team. He was a valuable piece in the biggest trade they've made in decades, maybe. So would there be a motivation to, hey, can we salvage this? Can we make him into something that's valuable so that trade looks even better on us? Because right now, I mean, it looked great at the start because Tuck had better numbers than Eichel did for like the first year and a half that they played. But then Eichel, you know, of course, got healthy, took off, and won the Stanley Cup. So I don't know. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they don't care. But it seemed like they cared about Thompson, making Thompson work, and that did.
Seeing this from the 33rd team moments ago, that a new contract for Patrick Sertan, here are the dollar totals for second contracts for Alabama players on the 2018 Alabama Crimson Tide.
Okay.
Ready?
Did that team win the national championship?
Hurts and Tua, yeah.
Okay, yep.
255, 212, 48, 75, 84, 52, 96, 92, 96, 97, 67. Those are all millions. That's how much money that team is making in the NFL.
Wow.
On their second contracts.
Uh-huh. I mean, should that be as good as any college team has ever put out? Is that even better than the LSU team that everyone says is like the best college football team they've seen in 20 years?
803-0550. We'll get another break in. Extendo Sports on the way. Zach and Josh have you for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Expecting to hear Bills captains announced today. Sean McDermott meets with the media at 12, practice at 12:30. So here we are in a game week, getting ready for Bills Cardinals. Injury updates, injury report, all of it coming up on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.